So Mitch O'Connell is telling me that there is a statement, and they basically say, well, Mitt, a scientist, please. We don't want you gene editing babies. But if you want to monkey around with cells, have at it. Results are going to be the same. Look, any civilization that can wrap its head around the appropriateness or their claimed appropriateness to murder the soon to be born and just change the name, just change it from murder to abortion. Any society that can do that can do this. There's no limit to what these people can, these madmen can do. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth for radio size speakers. Let me put this on pause for just a moment. Go to the telephone, since it is a free phone Friday. Talk to my good friend Ron in Texas. Ron, you're first up here today on a free phone Friday. Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from radio size speakers. Our call in line telephone number, 844-527-8723. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, and good morning to you, Mitter.
Good morning to you, Mitter Ron Adair.
Hey, listen, you know, when you would... Well, first of all, let me say that, you know, absolutely 100%, I am against any of this sort of scientific work. It's insane, blasphemy. You know, there's no reason for people to tinker around with the one thing they can't tinker with. You know, the one thing they shouldn't tinker with.
That's right.
The one thing keeping the veil between us and eternity, right? But when you brought up about the souls, now I thought about this a lot of times, and when you were talking about it the other day, it brought it all back to me. So I had always concerned myself with, you know, in vitro fertilization, and do those people have souls and whatnot? And I'd come to the conclusion that they must, and kind of left it at that. Now, when you were talking the other day about animal souls and this and that and the other thing, and as soon as you mentioned it today, it came right back to me that I'm thinking to myself, you know, who really knows the state of the soul that we're born with? And don't you think that baptism could sort this all out? I mean, right or wrong, natural or unnatural, a baptism would bring that soul right up to speed. Wouldn't you think so?
Well, baptism can remove all of the stain of sin from a human soul. So I know you've been to the St. Benedict Center, and this is...
I'm at the St. Benedict Center right now, dropping my son off.
Well, go in and have this conversation, or have a follow-up conversation with Brother Andre, because I think that brother would agree with me, and I think that Brother Francis would agree, and I think that St. Thomas would agree. If you begin to alter, now is IVF an actual alteration of the DNA transfer and genetic process of making of human procreation? It's an artificial method of procreation.
Okay.
Right. So, but you're still dealing with an egg, ovum, and sperm, fertilizer, right? You got six kids. You know how this works. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's an artificial method to get at it. I think the church has condemned it, hasn't it?
Well,
is an IVF condemned by a Humanae Vitae? I believe the church condemns it because if the gestation doesn't go right, then the embryos are destroyed because it results in the destruction of too many embryos. So I'm pretty sure that the church has wisely condemned it. Now, for those of you that didn't hear my brilliant argument the other day on this, again, no one else is talking about this, Ron. We're in big trouble. No one else is talking about it. This is going to hit the quasi-Christian world like the proverbial ton of bricks. So I'll go back over the kind of laying out the methodology for my madness here. Uh-huh. So every living creature on earth. Now, creature implies creator. A creator can make something that's created, that's creature. We're creatures. Genesis tells us, and he created them, man and woman. So God has created all life. The soul is what animates the life of every living thing, whether it's a polar bear, a Black Mamba in Johannesburg, or Ron Adair and his kids in